Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My debut book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, is out now, and you can order it from Amazon, Waterstones, or any other major bookshop. In this book, you will learn absolutely everything that you need to know about manifestation. You will understand that it really is a self-development practice to live by, to empower yourself, to step into your light, to become the best version of yourself that exists, and to attract anything you want into your life. I cannot wait for you all to read it. And if you love it, please don't forget to rate and review on Amazon, Audible, or wherever you purchased it from. Thank you so much and happy manifesting. Hello, thank you so much for listening to season 3 of The Moments That Made Me with me, your host, Roxy Nafusi. It has been such an honor to interview so many amazing guests about their life-defining moments, and it was pretty cool that we kicked off the season with Vex King, who is one of my personal inspirations. So yeah, I guess I just wanted to really say thank you for listening and to stay tuned for when season 4 is coming back, because we will have more incredible guests and even better life-defining moments. Until then, enjoy this last episode with the absolutely amazing Rachel Stevens. Rachel is a singer, television personality, and actress. She also made up 1/7 of one of the UK's biggest pop bands, S Club 7, of which I was a huge fan. I am so excited to be chatting to her today to discover her 3 defining moments. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Roxy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on. I've honestly been so excited to speak to you.
Likewise. No, thank you for having me.
Well, we basically on the show don't hang around and we go straight into your first defining moment.
My first defining moment would probably be, is the day that my whole sort of career path changed. I always knew I wanted to go to fashion college when I left school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to be in fashion somehow. Yeah, one of my days I went for lunch to meet my brother at, he was working at Sony Records at the time. And I would just go and have lunch there with him. And I was just sitting there and all of a sudden I was approached by these 2 producers who asked me if I could sing just randomly. And that kind of changed my whole kind of direction of my career, obviously, because then that took me down the path of getting into the band, which was just, yeah, that sort of really real sliding door moment.
Oh my God. What? I'm actually so shocked that that's how it happened.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so out of the blue and crazy. They were looking to create a solo female artist at the time, and yeah, they just approached me and said, can you sing? And it was a childhood dream. I remember going to I was a massive Kylie Minogue concert, and I remember that was one of my first pop concerts that I went to, and I just remember going, oh my God, that would be my, I remember saying to my mum, I want to do that one day, that is just my dream. And yeah. But I never went to stage school. I never auditioned. I just used to, you know, do what I guess most children do is like, you know, just dress up and do shows and sing in your hairbrush, all that kind of thing. So yeah, it was literally a moment that just changed everything. And from that moment on, I started going into the studio. I'm so bad with timelines, so I don't even know how long that was going on for. But it all happened pretty quickly. And I remember, I think S Club was being put together at the time, and I had no idea that auditions were going on with Simon Fuller at 19, and all of that was happening, and I had no idea. And then the producer said to me that Simon Fuller would love to meet you. And he was having a big like World Cup party, and there was hundreds of people there. And I remember going to meet him, and we literally had a chat, and I hung out at the party and met loads of great people. And then I think it must have been a week or so later, maybe not, a few days later, I got a call saying, I'm putting together this pop group. Would you like to be a part of it? And that was literally it, crazily.
Oh my goodness.
No.
And it's kind of wild to hear that story, knowing what was coming next, knowing that that phone call meant something so monumental and that your life was going to change like beyond belief.
Totally.
So then what was your second defining moment?
My second moment was re-meeting my husband, Alex. We were childhood sweethearts. We went out with each other when we were 12. We met at youth club and I was besotted with him. And we went out with each other for probably about 4 weeks. And when you're that age, that was a really long time. He was like a proper boyfriend. And we were in the same sort of social groups as we were growing up. We both lived in North London and we would sort of see each other round and about and whatever. And yeah, so through our sort of early teens, we then went on dates again. We were like 16, and then again when we were 18, and then we parted ways. You know, obviously I went off and did my thing, he went off and did his thing. And then years and years later, I was in Selfridges randomly, and he walked in and we bumped into each other, and we were both in our late 20s. And weirdly, he said as he was walking in, I know I'm going to see, he knew he was going to see me.
No.
Yeah. And he had a girlfriend at the time, and I'd just come out of a long relationship, and I was definitely not looking to be with anyone at that point. It was just lovely to see him and an old friend. And, and then from that moment on, we kept randomly bumping into each other. He ended up breaking up with his relationship with his girlfriend ended, and then I went off to LA, and he was an actor at the time, so he came out to LA too, and then we rekindled our relationship again. So it was, yeah, it was quite a random meeting, and then just sort of randomly bumping into each other. It was like we were being pulled back to each other.
100. It's like the universe was literally working for you.
Exactly.
It knew you guys were going to end up together when the time was right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so magical.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And then how did it happen that you kind of, from this bumping into each other, that you actually started, you know, dating again? And what was that like, having dated before when you were so much younger?
Well, it was just lovely having that, knowing that we had that sort of foundation and that history and that connection with each other. But it was just sort of re-getting to know each other as grown-ups. And I think, you know, we knew that this was, I knew that he was going to be the one, but it all, I guess we kind of took it slowly because of that in a way. And we just being out in LA together, we just sort of ended up spending time together and just, yeah, the rest is history, really.
Oh, I love that. I think it's so nice, especially for anyone who's kind of listening, thinking, you know, when am I going to meet someone? Or, you know, everyone says it's so hard to meet someone. And it really can be. Just, you can just be in a shop doing something. It can happen at any time.
At any point, exactly.
So I absolutely love that. So I want to go back to your first moment a little bit, because you know, I think I am kind of fascinated by, you know, this idea of your life changing so much and being in, I have a lot of guests on the show, of course, who have experienced things like fame, which I think is such a unique experience. And I would just love to know, how did that whole kind of time on reflection feel on emotionally, and how do you think you were able to cope with it? Because of even like you saying, you just kind of walked in, it wasn't like you'd been planning this life for yourself, you know, it really just happened, and then suddenly you're there, and you know, you're incredibly recognized, you're performing, there's so much energy. How did that feel?
It's sometimes really hard to put it into words because there's so many feelings that surround that for me, because it was such an incredible opportunity and experience. But yeah, like you said, it happened to me instead of me going, you know, auditioning and going out and trying to sort of, but yeah, like I said, it was a dream. And I think it came at a time when I was going through quite a lot of personal, I mean, my family had split up and my parents had split up, I mean, and I was feeling really, really lost at that point. And it kind of came as a bit of an escape. So I kind of got swept up in this kind of whirlwind, craziness. I mean, it really was just the most, it really is hard to put it all into words.
Yeah.
But I think I ended up just kind of it was just so fast, you know, and going. I think I ended up pushing a lot of feelings down and away, and just putting the show face on and just kind of going, you know, if that makes any sense.
No, of course. So then what happened when it kind of ended? Because I think, you know, with those experiences, I can only imagine that, of course, like you say, it is so easy to hide any of those feelings or those things that you're going through, because you're constantly on this like adrenaline rush, and there's always the next big thing and something's really exciting. And your body's also pushing itself to its limits physically, because, you know, you're performing and your schedule is hectic and everything.
Yeah,
so what happens on the other, or what happened for you on the other side of that? Was there an adjustment period, and did you feel like, what the hell just happened?
Sorry, do you mean when it came to an end?
Yeah.
Oh my God. When it came to an end, it was, I really struggled with that. Really found it hard because, well, I say that, I mean, S Club finished and I went straight into doing my solo music. So I literally, it was just the weirdest thing, because we had all those years of, like, pretty much 24/7 together. I mean, we literally did not stop. We were, I think, because we had the element of the TV show, the movies, we weren't just a band that made music and toured. We did all the TV element as well. So we were just, I mean, it was back to back. And then we knew that it was coming to an end, and we announced that it was coming to an end, but it literally was like the last day in. It's such a weird way to end. We were on a TV show, we did our last performance, and then that was it. There was no kind of, we didn't, crazily looking back, you know, have any sort of like, wow, this, how may, you know, we didn't have any sort of like party to celebrate or anything like that. It was literally, we did the TV show and then everyone went in their separate cars.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I mean, how crazy is that we didn't just, like, oh my God, guys, look what we've just, you know, I mean, you know, we were all so young and we were all, I think, probably all pretty burnt out. But I mean, I've always had a very, very strong work ethic, and I love being busy and I love working. But I think realistically, we probably, you know, we were all really young now, sort of late teens, early 20s by that point, but probably quite burnt out, you know, physically and emotionally probably as well. And yeah, so everyone went their separate ways and that was it. But then I went straight into doing my solo stuff. So I didn't really stop.
How did that feel, not having this, like, everyone around you all the time? Because that must be such a shift as well.
Oh my God, so much. I mean, it was so exciting because I was, you know, like I said, I was so driven, and I was so ambitious and determined, and I knew what I wanted to do. And also I stayed with 19, so I stayed within what I knew. And the music, I loved the music that I was about to bring out. My first single was so, felt so like the direction I wanted to go in, and it was just so exciting. But my God, it was so, I remember that first performance on Top of the Pops. But I did have like all these gorgeous dancers around me, so I had still had a crew.
Yeah.
But yeah, just being one part of a pop group is a very different thing to them being that kind of spotlight on you.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was bloody terrifying. But then I get nervous of everything I do. Everything I do. I mean, because I'm just like that, you know. So it was pretty scary.
Oh, well, I think it's just, I don't know, I find it so amazing to hear the story, and I don't know, I'm just smiling because I think, especially because, you know, I probably, you probably get this a lot, where like I remember you guys so clearly, and you were such a big part of my kind of youth and growing up. So it's just mad to hear the other side of it. And it's, yeah, thank you so much for sharing with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love hearing that too. It's so lovely.
Oh, no.
How old were you when X-Club was?
I was like, from when I was about 7, 8, and I was obsessed, like really obsessed. I remember my sister telling me that you guys didn't write your own songs, and I cried my eyes out for days. Oh. And I was like devastated. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, I was absolutely obsessed. And I think it was just, you guys were so feel good, and you brought that. It was just heaven. Yeah. Oh. So this is just very cool for me. I'm very happy to be talking to you.
Well, likewise, I'm a huge fan of you too.
Oh, thank you.
Push Your Peak is a brand new podcast brought to you by Wattbike. Join me, Louise Minchin, and some of the world's most incredible sports people to learn what it takes mentally and physically to push yourself beyond your limits. Whether you're an elite or everyday athlete, it can be hard to continually progress. How do you push yourself out of your comfort zone? Where do you go to find that inner drive? Tune in to hear these inspiring stories and take away the belief that you can achieve your own goals, no matter how big or small. You can find us wherever you got this podcast. Just search Push Your Peak.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So then, Rachel, what was your third defining moment?
So my third defining moment would be having my babies, would be when I found out I was pregnant for the first time with Amelie. I always,
such a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you. I always knew I wanted to be a mum always, and I don't know how to put it. Yeah, it was just, I remember when I found out I was pregnant with Amelie, it was just like one of the happiest days of my life. And it was weird actually, because again, with Amelie, it kind of happened really, really quickly. It wasn't like it was just a very special day. I was just so excited to be a mum, and yeah, very excited, you know. Sorry, I'm totally waffling, aren't I?
Not at all, of course. And how have you found, you know, having, like, you know, becoming a parent more than once? Because obviously I've only got one and I can't even imagine having two. How did it, how's it changed as you've added to your family?
How's it changed? Oh my gosh, well, I've got two very, very strong girls. So bless my husband, he gets
outnumbered.
Totally outnumbered. So we had to get a boy dog just to kind of... Yeah. They're amazing. I mean, it's we all know, I mean, parenting is the most incredible rewarding thing, but it's also the most, I think, challenging thing as well. And the hardest job too, you know. And I have my eldest now is 11, and it's like I have a teenager in the house. I
mean, yes.
Like proper. So now I'm like, okay, I get what they're saying about the older your children get. And she's only 11, obviously, so she's still really young, but the older they get, the more challenging it is. So do you
find that at 11, do you feel like now in kids are growing up faster? Do you feel like, wow, 11 seems like you said, like an actual teenager rather than when we were 11? Or how are you finding it? Because I've got a niece who's 8, and I feel she's like doing TikTok dances, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand.
Totally. And actually last night she's got a phone. We're really strict with her phone though. So she has an hour or so a day with it, you know, after she's done her homework or whatever. We're really, really strict. But yeah, she's got this WhatsApp group, and you know, obviously every parent has different rules and every child is so different. But you know, Amelie opened her phone up and she's got like 700 WhatsApp messages have come through from all these WhatsApp groups, and all the like messages that have gone on, you know, there's this whole, some messages that were happening and they were all this drama. And I was like, my God, you know, we were having a conversation about it. And it was like but aside from all of that, you know, everything that are coming at kids these days is just so much. Whereas for us, it's much more innocent and not so, I guess not so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, I guess, I don't know, but maybe as parents now, there is almost more responsibility to try and educate our children before they go on social media or they're at school and they see things. And I think it's even more important as parents that we instill as much confidence and self-belief as we can, because there's this constant room for comparison for them at such an early age, which we didn't really have.
Oh my God, exactly. I was having this exact conversation with my husband. I think that is the most important thing for me, is to instill that self-belief and that confidence. And then if they've got that, then they've got that foundation to build from. Because yeah, it's going to be coming at them from every single angle, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I definitely wish, looking back, that I had learned or had more self-belief kind of from then, because I think it would have changed the course of my life if I had. So yeah.
Me too. I mean, I remember going into S Club feeling exactly like that. I think if I'd have had more, it's difficult because I felt confident in some ways, but also not in other. I found it very, very difficult being interviewed, actually, when I was through S Club days.
Really? How come?
Because I always felt like I had to I censored myself a lot. Like I was, I'm definitely someone who overthinks a lot. And I think because I had so much, even now I find it, it's sometimes really hard for me to articulate what I try to mean in this, but I used to just feel I think because I push a lot of sort of feelings down, I've put up this sort of guard and a protection. So I always sort of, I guess, felt just very guarded and like used to sort of think about what I'm saying and
And that's definitely going to then affect, it's like kind of chicken and egg thing, isn't it? Because the more that you guard yourself, the more that you doubt yourself and the less kind of opportunity you have to really like feel empowered and confident. But then because you don't feel it as much, you guard yourself more, and then it's just this vicious circle. Which I think is really hard. And I think, you know, with everyone, we're all just kind of on a journey back to trying to find our most confident, empowered selves, aren't we?
No, absolutely. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your three defining moments.
Oh,
and before you go, I've got some quick fire questions for you.
Yeah.
So the first one is, what is your most memorable book?
My most memorable, if I'm honest with you, I'm not a massive reader. But one book that one book I always go back to is a book called The Language of Letting Go. I don't know if you've heard of it by Melody.
No, I haven't.
And it's a daily book of, not affirmations, but so every day it will literally a day for the whole year, and it will gives you affirmations for each day. And every single day I would open it, I go back to it all the time, and every day I open it, it says exactly what I need to hear that day. It's quite an amazing book.
God, I love that. I'm definitely gonna get that.
Really, really amazing. The Language of Letting Go.
Your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is, though she be but little, she is fierce.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Your most influential mentor?
My most influential mentor. I wouldn't say I've had one specific mentor. I'm just very lucky to have a really lovely support network around me. So, I've just built a really lovely support network. I don't have a specific mentor.
I love that. Your go-to feel-good film?
My feel-good film would be, God, there's so many, but Pretty Woman's up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is so good, isn't it?
So good. And then The Holiday comes to mind. A great soppy Christmas movie, so heartwarming. And then I love a great Disney movie. I mean, I watched have you seen Encanto yet?
Oh my God, yeah, Wolf loves it.
Oh God, I cry through all of these Disney movies. They're just so gorgeous. So
a song that cheers you up.
A song that cheers me up. Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Fab.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Michael Jackson.
What about your top tip for dealing with stress?
Top tip for dealing with stress. It could be a range of things. I love getting together with my best friend and going for a dinner and having a glass of wine, and we'll end up being the world's rights and having like a chat till the early hours, playing backgammon.
I love backgammon.
Oh, I know, it's brilliant, isn't it?
It is so good. I love that.
But other than that, if I'm at home, a bath, candles, you know, just a pamper always makes me feel really good.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And the last question is, who is the first person you call to share good news?
I've got three people. So my best friend, Nikki, I always call, Alex, my husband, and my mum are my three top people.
Oh, I love that. I love that you have three.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rachel. It's been so lovely to chat to you, and I'm so grateful for your time.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely.